when you breathe in, and you say, I have arrived. If you feel that you have arrived, smile. Smile to yourself, a smile of congratulation. It's very important to arrive, because when you arrive, you don't run anymore. You have stopped the running. Many of us continue to run even during our dream, our sleep. We can never rest. In our dream, in our nightmare, we continue to run. That is why we have to train to stop. Stopping helps us to be in the here and the now and touch the wonders of life for our transformation and healing. I have arrived. I am home. Maybe in 5 minutes, you are able to arrive. You are able to enjoy it. And during that 5 minutes, you don't run at all. You allow yourself to be in the here and the now. You might like to focus your attention on the contact between your foot and the ground below. You might walk on the grass. You might walk on in your living room slowly. I have arrived. I am home. And if you are accompanied by your spouse, by your partner, by your child, well, that's wonderful, because you get the support of the other person who is doing exactly the same thing. There are times when we work in a group of 4,000 people, 6,000 people. And the collective energy is very, very powerful. In Frankfurt, in Florence, in many cities, we have worked in groups of 4,000, 5,000. We just enjoy walking. No slogan, no banner, nothing. We just practice mindful breathing and mindful walking, and the children walk with us. I have arrived. I'm home. This is a practice. Every time you have 5 minutes, 10 minutes, enjoy the practice. Because the practice is a very pleasant. I only have one style of walking, mindful walking. Even if the distance is only 1 meter or two, I always apply the techniques and enjoy mindful walking. Climbing into the bus, even if there are only 2-3 steps, you enjoy. Climbing to the airplane, you enjoy every step. I'm able to walk everywhere mindfully and enjoy every step. Walking like that is like walking in the kingdom of God, in the pure land of the Buddha. We know that there are wonders of life that are available around us and in us. And if we are caught by our fear, our pain, our worries, we cannot in touch with them. That is why to free ourselves from the past, from the future, from our projects, and to become available to the here and to the now, we can get touch with all these wonders. In Buddhism, we do not use the expression the kingdom of God, but we use the word the pure land of the Buddha. And I can say that I enjoy walking in the kingdom of God every day. Why should I deprive myself of that joy? So walking, mindful walking, is my practice. Every time I need to move, I just walk like that. And everyone can do that. In my community in France, the whole community practice mindful walking. Whether they go to the kitchen, to the meditation hall, to the restroom, they always apply the techniques and the art of mindful walking, learning how to live deeply every moment of our daily life. When we practice walking together outside, we might like to walk a little bit quicker. If you go to the park, to the Central Park, to the zoo, you might like to walk a little bit more normally. It means that breathing in, you might like to make two steps or three steps. I have arrived. Breathing in, I can make three steps. And I do it very, very naturally. People may not know that I'm doing mindful walking. And I enjoy every step. And when you breathe out, you might like to make three steps. I'm home, I'm home, I'm home. And the energy of mindfulness inhabit you and protect you. And walking meditation is a wonderful way to get in touch with the positive elements of life that are available inside of us and around us. Breathing in, I'm aware of my heart. Breathing out, I smile to my heart. That is the practice of mindfulness. When I bring my attention to my heart, I realize that my heart is a wonder. My heart is wonderful. My heart is still functioning normally. And it is one of the basic conditions of my well-being. That those of us who do not have a normal heart, they can be subjected to a heart attack at any time. And their deepest desire is to have a normal heart like ours. So when you breathe in and you bring your attention to your heart, you bring a lot of kindness and comfort to your heart, because you might have thought of many things else, but you have neglected your heart. You might have drunk a lot of alcohol. You might have smoked a lot. You may have stayed up very late into the night. You have given your heart a difficult time. And your heart is one of the basic conditions for your well-being. So going home to your heart, embrace your heart tenderly with the energy of mindfulness and smile to your heart. It's very comforting. It's very healing. Maybe this is the first time you go back to your heart with loving kindness, with compassion. And then you will wake up to the fact that you have not been very kind to your heart. Every time you strike a match and light a cigarette, you committed an unfriendly act toward your heart. And breathing in and become aware of your heart is an act of friendship, of enlightenment. And you will know exactly what to do, and especially what not to do, in order to be really caring for your heart. This is a practice of peace, of reconciliation. There are many organs like that in our body. And in order to have peace in the world, we should know how to bring peace to our body, to our feelings, and so on. And the practice is very concrete. The practice is very clear. And we can do it together, supporting each other. As a monk, I have to listen to many people who suffer in order to help them. But if you spend all your time doing that, you'll be sick. You have to know your limit. You have to learn how to restore a balance. Of course, you have to get in touch with the negative, dark side of life in order to bring help and transformation and healing. But you have to learn to get in touch with the positive side, healing, nourishing, refreshing. And this is our practice. As a monk, I practice like that also. Walking meditation helped me to get in touch with the wonders of life that are available in the here and the now, helping me in my nourishment and healing so that I can be available to help those who suffer. But you have to arrange your life in such a way that you have enough time to get in touch with people who are not sick, with the people who have joy, with people who have the capacity of being happy. And the practice of walking meditation can help you. And sitting with friends in order to enjoy a cup of tea and touch the wonders of life in them and around them, this is our practice. We have to organize our day in an intelligent way in order to protect ourselves. And we have to do that together as a group of people.